You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush and Ben Taylor.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We're back again.
episode
253 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. I'm Kyle. This is
Ben. You've been drinking?
Yes, and we are ready to have some fun and talk some golf, talk some scenarios, and just overall have a blast on a Thursday before Christmas. Tonight's episode is brought to you by BetOnline, the number one sports betting website in the country. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, or game trends at BetOnline. Use your coupon code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, and get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Give them $100. They're going to give you 50 back on top to play with. And then just go nuts. Literally go nuts. You could go put all 150 on one game, go put it all on red in the roulette in the casino. I mean, do whatever you want to do. It's fun. It's fun. It's fun to win. It's fun to lose at BetOnline. It's where the game.
Not fun to lose.
It is here. It's where the game starts.
I love it.
Ben, happy Thursday. A little bit of news broke a couple of days ago. I think we probably saw this coming, but I think it's still big. Mm-hmm. Fred Ridley comes out from the Masters and says, we will allow people that qualify,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be world ranking, past winners, whatever, no matter what, they'll play in the Masters. So, live guys, there will be live guys in mm-hmm. in the Masters. So, Patrick Reed, Phil Mickelson, DJ, and then any guys that may be in the ranking. I'm sure there's some other. Charles Schwartzel. Is he on live? I can't remember.
Yeah. And then, you know, the ones I'm worried about, Brooks Koepka's never won the Masters, and I don't know if he's going to have enough points to qualify.
Yeah.
There may be a guy like him that's left out. Poulter's going to be left out because he doesn't have enough, and he's never won the Masters, so he didn't have enough stuff to qualify. So there'll be some names that still miss, but keep in mind, this was brought to my attention earlier this week by a golfer, and it is still, even though there are qualifications, the Masters is still an invitation tournament.
Right.
So they could still send an invitation to some of these players that may not qualify just to have them in the field because of the request of some other pros that have said, we want the best of the best in the field when it comes to the majors.
Okay.
I mean, there have been PGA Tour pros that have said that. So as this golfer had mentioned, it's an invitation. Like, they still may send an invitation to somebody like a Bruce Koepka or somebody like an Ian Poulter that may, Ian Poulter that may sell tickets, which Masters doesn't have an issue with that, but still adds a little bit of excitement to
there's nothing exciting about it. Ian Poulter.
Except the cars that he drives. And you kind of wonder if.
He's going to use his Buick rental or whatever it is.
So I'm curious to see. This opens the door. Now the ball's in the court of all the rest of the majors. And also
Big Daddy stepped up to the plate.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about Augusta National. This is a team that told CBS to go F themselves whenever CBS was like, we may change the contract. They were like, you know what? And you guys can lose it if you do that. So we don't care if we're on television or not.
Exactly. I think everybody was really – I don't understand why people think that they have to. I'm trying to think the best way to explain this. I guess because it's the first one, that's why everybody looks to the Masters to say, oh, please do the dirty work for us so it makes it easier on us. I don't really understand why. If you want to have nuts and ban people, just do it. Like, don't wait for the Masters to tell you can or can't. Like, have a sack and do it if that's what the stand you want to take. It's just kind of cowardice how everybody's like hoping and praying that the Masters takes a stand. So then they can't, makes no sense to me. I don't see what it affects whatsoever. Let them in, beat them, don't beat them. I mean, whatever we got the best we get the best golfers in the world playing in the Masters. So I think that's a win.
And what if you have somebody like, Phil's not going to do it, but if you had somebody like a Patrick Reed who knows how to navigate that course or a DJ who knows how to navigate that course that wins it, then
or Cam Smith. I mean, Cam Smith is going to qualify.
Or Cam Smith. Yeah, he'll qualify. So that's one of those deals where it's kind of like, then if you're the other guys, then you're kind of putting yourself in a corner, because if you don't allow the Masters winner to play in your other three tournaments that are going on, other three majors that take place, there's going to be some backlash. I know. I mean, I would be upset if, you know, you deny a guy a chance to, even if it's not a grand slam, because that's going to be tough to do. I mean, Tiger had the Tiger Slam, but still, if it's another leg of the grand slam, they could possibly, you know, win on one of the other tournaments. So, you're kind of holding back his career, and it's all because clearly the PGA Tour, Kyle, we've talked about it. I mean, since LIV has come about, they've increased purses, they've started adding benefits to players and that kind of stuff. So regardless if they say they hate LIV or not, that may be one reason they hate it, because their hypocrisy has been called out by another tournament, and they're having to fix things on their own tour that they've been either hiding from players this entire time, hiding from the public, or hiding from both us and the players for all this time.
Right. So I'm going to read a couple of quotes that were somewhat noteworthy, I guess, from Fred Ridley. Although we are disappointed in the developments, talking about LIV, our focus is to honor the tradition of bringing together a preeminent field of golfers this coming April. Well, it's not real. I mean, it's the weakest field of any of the majors, but yeah, still. Okay. And then he kind of left it open-ended, talking about how the invitation criteria could change in the future. I mean, this LIV thing's not a surprise. So, like, why would we, like, it's not like we didn't have 8 months to decide, like, if we wanted to change the criteria. I mean, do you think that if we wait 1 year, it doesn't look as suspicious? Like, what? If you're going to change it, just change it. That's kind of weird. You got to wait for 1 year to go by.
They're still playing in. They're still playing in limited tournaments, and they're still playing three rounds of golf instead of four rounds of golf. And I mean, it's no different. Yeah, it's like you said, it's no different a year later than it was when they at the beginning of last year. So I'm not really real sure that. I'm totally with you on board about that. I don't know why other tournaments. What you said about, you know, they wait to see what the Masters does, like, you know, the protest that took place outside the Masters a few years ago. Well, that's taken place a couple of times. Let's see how they handle it. Well, the Masters is always protected. Like, I mean, they can shut their gates and they don't have to let crowds in if they don't want to. They don't care. Like, that's just something that they're always protected, as opposed to a U.S. Open or a PGA Championship that is traditionally, like, wide open to the public. This is very – it's limited in the crowd. It's limited in the tickets that are handed out. It's limited in the practice round tickets that are handed out. They don't depend on funding for anybody else within the PGA Tour. They depend on basically the TV rights to fund them. I mean, they're still selling dollar sandwiches and, you know, $3 beers. I mean, so they play by their own rules. So when another tournament looks at them and they're like, well, let's see what the Masters does. Well, you don't do anything like the Masters does.
Yeah.
Like, why are you waiting on this? You don't do anything else at the Masters. You're not selling. I mean, that last tournament I went to, I was paying $11 a friggin' beer. I mean, what?
I'll go pay three at
enter the lottery for a chance to buy $3 beers.
So this is a good tournament. I mean, this will probably be the one that has the most. I mean, one of the most live guys in it. So you got Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, Sergio, Bubba, and Charles Schwartzel as the past winners, and then you got guys like. Mm-hmm. Bryson DeChambeau, who still gets in.
You didn't mention Phil.
I didn't mention Phil. Yeah, you're right. You got Bryson, who gets in because of the 2020 U.S. Open. Abraham Answer, Cam Smith, Taylor Gooch. There's some others. It's there was Harold Varner, I think, is in the top 50. Mm-hmm. So he could be in the deal. Joachim Niemann. I mean, there could be a very good number of dudes in this thing. So.
I mean, it'd be 12 or 15 easy.
Yeah, so, I mean, and a couple of those dudes are playing really good golf, so you could easily have a LIV Masters champion, which would be, I think, fantastic for us.
Yeah, I mean,
fantastic
as you said,
to talk about.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, we'd had so much to talk about. We already would have enough to talk about the Masters. That'd give us the week after the Masters when those pointless tournaments take place that we could still be living off the Masters if if a LIV winner or if a LIV tour player is the one that ended up winning the darn thing.
Absolutely. So I've already said it, but I got Monday practice rounds. I keep so every now and then I just forget that I won the practice round, so I'm going to be excited to be there.
I think you'll be reminded when they get delivered in the mail.
Yeah. How does that process work? Like, do they just show up? You think I'll get an email like saying they're on their way, or is that the kind of the mystique of it? They just show up.
I don't know. Two of my buddies have gotten them, so I'll reach out to one of them and say, hey, when you practice round tickets, like, did they tell you they were coming, or did they just show? I remember he sent me a picture of the envelope they arrived. You're going to get an Augusta National envelope, just so you know.
It says they should arrive about 5 weeks prior to the start of the tournament, which would be the tournament is
let's second see, week in April.
Second so week in April. So you're looking at
mid-March.
Mid-March. Okay. So we got some time. We got some time. I can't wait. We're going to have a whole, we're going to all like have a ceremony. It's going to be great. Speaking of great, guys, you got to check out swannies.co. Literally everything on the website is spectacular. This is their new hat, Celebrate Pars, which we do. Yep. We definitely celebrate pars on this. This is a par friendly podcast. Ben's got his Golf is Easy hat on.
Golf is Easy. Yep.
Among other things, they have tons of hats, tons of pullovers, stuff for the the colder weather golf. They got you prepared. Customer service is also awesome. Like this is great. This is to me is great that, you know, we get some stuff every now and then for promotional items that they send us, and then we buy stuff too. So we bought the latest subscription box, and just so happened, there's no way for them that they would ever know this, but they sent me a pullover that they sent me for a promo item, and they accidentally sent me the same item in the subscription box, which is supposed to be all sales final. Sent them an email, boom, sent me a packet, what's it called? A shipping label, everything. Yep. Said, send it back. We got you a hoodie on the way. So, I mean, the guys, they're super easy to deal with. It's like a family-owned company. It's just great. It's great, and they have literally all the golf styles you can ever imagine. They'll keep you up to date, seasonal, no matter what. They got you covered. So, use coupon code DadBodGolfPod, -25, take 25% off your order. Swannies for life, swannies.co.
Yes.
Let's go. All right. Let's have some scenario fun. Ben said he's got two. He will not tell me what they are.
No.
They better be good or he's fired.
I'm debating on one is kind of Christmas related. So I had to throw that in there because we got Christmas coming up this weekend.
Dude, hold on real quick. Somebody sent me pictures. They deep fried Christmas tree cakes with like pancake batter, fried pancake batter around Christmas tree cakes.
This is somebody locally that you know?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Not in a restaurant, like a person.
You may have a fat problem if that's the case.
Dude, hey, you can't find them around here. You can't find, like, they get bought up and like.
Are you the one that posted that in the What's Happening in Auburn Opelika page?
No, not me. No, this is the first time. I didn't even, that had never even crossed my mind that you could do that. That seems
this is a little side plug. This is a little side plug for my radio stations that I work for. So on one of our stations, our DJ on Wings 94.3, he does a thing called dramatic readings from What's Happening in Auburn Opelika. And that was this week's dramatic reading, was not being able to find the Christmas tree cakes. And he basically does it in like a real drama filled voice. He's like, I cannot find Christmas tree cakes in Lee County. Get That's someone, amazing. Please help.
They make a Christmas tree cake ice cream too.
Yes, I did see that.
That sounds spectacular.
I picked some of that up. They actually started selling that in November, and I got some of that for my kids, and it must be good because I never got to try one single bite of that stuff.
Yeah.
Now you can't find that either. So apparently apparently it's a big thing. Christmas tree cakes next week, I guess Valentine's, they do that.
I don't ever remember it being just a huge thing. I mean, they're good, but it's just, they taste like every other Little Debbie cake.
I mean, you get, honestly, the way they start out big on one end and skinny down, you kind of get gypped a little bit on the amount of cake. That you
Unless you go from the tip down, then it gets bigger as you go down.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
your dad just turned the pot off.
Yep, pot off. All right, hit us with a scenario.
I'll save the Christmas one for last. How about that? So this is another one that's relevant. Would you rather play regular rounds of golf with Charlie Woods throughout the year, locally, aka he'd be part of your foursome every now and then, or play the four major sites with Tiger, but you can't tell anyone about it ever.
Okay, so I can play Charlie like on Thursdays, just in my regular group.
Yeah, and like, and not, it's if he decides to come, yes, he's always invited. If he come, and this is like unlimited too. This is not like you only get to do this for a year. This is
weird.
This is like, you know, when he's in college golf or when he's okay. Pro, like he's still randomly
okay,
showing
you got
up.
You got it right out of the pedo zone, right into okay, it gets better as it gets older. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Or
plus,
play with
you never
Tiger.
Know. There's an opportunity. Tiger may come with him one day.
Tiger thing one time at each major site or like yearly?
The Tiger year? Is just only one. That's four major sites. So basically, you're going to get to play Augusta.
Pebble.
If he decides that you may not be able to, you know, you may not be able to play. You're not be able to play all the British Open sites. You may get St. Andrews. You may get a, you know, one of the other courses, but you can't. Like, he's just going to take you to four rounds of golf. That's it. That's
in
all you're
one
getting.
Calendar year. So for whatever they are.
At any point in time. I mean, before you die, he's got to take you to four rounds
okay.
of golf.
Okay.
At four of the major sites. It's not limited to like a year or anything.
Or unlimited friendship with Charlie, basically.
Unlimited friendship with Charlie. Yeah.
Dang.
I knew I'd stop doing this.
I'm going unlimited friendship with Charlie. How about that? Let's go unlimited friendship. I'm thinking what could come of that with all the ancillary guys that tag along with Charlie. I'm going unlimited friendship. I'm going to at least wait till he's 18 though, cause that's weird. So
that's what I'm saying. If you get him now, Tiger's probably going to bring him. So Tiger will be there playing too.
Tiger's not going to be like, sure, you can go play with this 40-year-old dude. Play golf with this 40-year-old dude now.
Listen, we're talking about the same things that if you don't do this and you got to go to prison. I mean, these are like random scenarios here because you and I are not going to do well in prison. So, let's just, you know, for giggles, let's say it can happen as early as this year if you choose that. So that's what you're
I'm
going
a big
with?
Friendship guy. I love friendship and I love limitless of it. So I like no limits on it. So I'm going to go friendship for life with Charlie. I think that could be. I think that's a better long term investment.
There's a couple of reasons why I'm doing the same thing. I'm going unlimited friendship with Charlie, and the reason being is because I'm sitting there going, every now and then Tiger may show up. If Tiger doesn't show up, there JT may show up.
Yes,
you know, after he gets on, you know, after Charlie at least puddles around in the mini tours, even if he doesn't make it, he's going to have golfer friends that are going to show
sure,
up.
Sure.
But number two. His personality keeps coming out more and more, like these PNC things that they're playing and these father-son deals that they're doing. Now they're doing like interviews with him and he's giving his dad the needle. He's been giving JT the needle for a while. He's making sarcastic. I think he's got like a really cool personality too. And so he's a little more loose than what Tiger's always been, kind of a robot. Like his dad taught him, say this, say this, say that, always that stoic look when he was in front of a microphone. And he's gotten a little sarcastic in his later years, but for the most part, he was always very short answers. Charlie ain't going to be that way. Tiger's going to have to do some coaching on him because Charlie's like, lets it all hang out and will like just give you the needle at any point and doesn't care if a hot mic catches it. So
sure.
I think it'd be fun to, I think he would fit in well with our group, honestly.
There you go. There you
whenever
go.
We play. I think that's another reason. So I'm taking unlimited friendship with Charlie. Charlie shows up on Thursday at AU Club or RTJ, and we just go out there and have a blast every now and then.
I'm down.
And we're making him pay, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt. All right, second scenario. This is one that I really kind of struggled with.
Okay.
This is Christmas gift related. And the reason I kind of struggle with this is because it involves our wives.
I got a story after this, but go ahead.
All right. So you can get, would you rather get $1,500 plus dollars in golf gear from your spouse every Christmas, but you can't give her any hints, your friends can't give her any hints, and you have to actually put it in play, whatever she gives you.
Mm.
Or You only get $300 towards golf gear annually, and you can pick out what you want. Again, this is towards, so that way it's like a $300 gift card. So if you want that driver that's $600, you're going to get it for 50% off because you get $300 free, and then you can, you know, cover the rest on your own. You're not limited to the $300. You can put it towards whatever you want. But it's either $1,500 and chance that your wife may get it right and that she may do some research, but you can never urge her on. Your friends can't urge her
question.
On.
Question. I gotta have a clarification.
If she likes those orange balls, you're playing orange balls, bub.
Okay, question. Is it only equipment or is it apparel as well?
I said golf gear, so I'll go equipment or apparel.
Okay. All right. So, and that's the case, I'm going to take the $1,500. And let me tell you why. Because my wife loves fashion. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
She loves clothes. And I think she would probably spend a vast majority of that on clothing and shoes and things like that. So I think I would probably take that. And I just don't know that if the scenario was purely equipment, I would take the $300 because I had this discussion with a lady at work. She said she wanted to surprise her husband with golf clubs. And I was like, she's like, so I want to get my husband he wants to get back into golf. I want to get him golf clubs. And I'm like, she's like, what? Give me some advice. I was like, so here's my advice. If you tried to buy me golf clubs and you're my wife, I would probably get very upset with you because I'm very particular and tried to surprise me. I would want you to have input. If you're going to get me golf clubs, I'm very particular. I want to have input. So if it was gear, balls, stuff like that, I'd just take my chance. I'd take the $300 and just go get whatever I had to get. But if it's just my wife, let her out at PGA Superstore, Dick's, Golf Galaxy, whatever. She's going to tractor beam to the clothes and gear me up. And so I'm going to go $1,500 and just take my chances because I think I'm going to get geared up.
See, I struggle with this one because my wife knows absolutely nothing about golf.
Yeah.
And I'm talking even the clothes. It's one of those things where, I mean, we're walking in like B. Turner's and she's like, that's a nice golf shirt. I'm like, that's not a golf shirt. Just keep walking. That's let's just keep going. I mean, I understand it's a good looking shirt, but that's not a golf shirt. We're not getting that. So I think I got to go with the $300 because you know me, there's a free pair of shoes every year for me right there. Play my cards right, I may get two free pair of shoes out of that
deal. Yeah.
I got to go with the $300 because I can grab shoes to go toward, or even if it's $300, you know, if I'm needing a new set of clubs, that's $300 going to go towards a new set of clubs if it gets to the point, or that can at least pay for, you know, part of that money can pay for the fitting for the new clubs or whatever it may be. So I'm going opposite of you just because Lori knows the brand, you know, like some of the name brands in golf. She knows, like, she knows just from hearing us talk about it. She knows Swannies because she's looked at stuff on there.
Hey, I'll take $1,500 worth of Swannies right now.
Yeah, exactly. And there's other brands that she knows that she's heard us talk about, whether it be, you know, over, you know, just conversations where she's around me and my buddies or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. And she sees, because I wear a golf shirt to work every day. I mean, so she sees what, but whenever she's bought me stuff before, it's like she was just oblivious about it. Like she just went and got something else because she thought it would look nice on me. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to wear that.
Oh man. Well, Ben, you're style, like you're out there. Like you want to be, it's got to be loud. So, I mean, I could see where the stuff you wear is offensive to your wife. So
that's probably the best way to put it.
Yeah, she would not buy you the things that you want to wear. I totally get that. I totally get that.
Yeah,
She's
going to be a grays and navy blues and blacks person that she picks
Earth
stuff up.
Earth tones.
There's a reason she thinks Adam Scott is absolutely gorgeous. She has zero problem with the way he dresses.
I'd love to see you in like three shades of gray.
And you know me, I mean, I'm going to have something loud on, even
Oh
if it's
yeah.
just the shoes. Something is going to be loud that I'm wearing.
Yeah,
And
not
so, or the hat could even just be the hat. It could be all gray and just some stupid looking hat that I got on or something.
sure.
So, yeah, I got to go. Even though it's only $300 compared to $1,500, I just would hate to have $1,500 worth of stuff that I'm probably not. I'm going to have to end up putting on eBay later. Like I
Yeah,
can't do it.
I'm with you.
Because and she did that to me early in our relationship. What that lady was talking about, she goes, "I see how much you enjoy golf. I want to get you something." I was like, "Okay, well, what are you thinking of getting? Because I need to write this down for you." And she's like, "Well, no, I want to surprise you. So this is a terrible idea. Do not do that."
Nope.
As a matter of fact, I would go ahead and say it. She bought me golf balls for Christmas this year. I love the fact that she came to me and she goes, "I need you to write down exactly what golf balls that you would like for Christmas."
Top light X outs.
She was like, "Text me the golf balls that you," because that's what she would do. She was like, "Oh, these say Titleist on them. I'm gonna get these, and it'll be the X outs at Walmart that they got." And so
Or
that's what I'd,
velocity, tour
yeah,
velocity.
that I'd be playing. So, and I shouldn't be just make fun. I had a boss one time that gave me he gave me like a dozen golf balls every year, and I swear, it's a guy that I used to work for, and all of those are probably in the woods where I have hit them out in my backyard, like into
Yeah.
the wood. Like
Send them.
I'm not gonna put them in place. They become my range balls in my backyard.
There you
That's
go.
what they
Send
become.
them. Yep.
So, yeah, I'm gonna go with the $300 that I can at least put towards a pair of shoes, get those personalized shoes that you love so much with some sayings on them or something like that, and
Yeah,
or
go,
something
please do
that's
that.
yeah, something that's loud or something of that nature. So I gotta go with three. $1,500 sounds good. I just
But
don't.
you're thinking like more than $300. Like you're thinking out of that $1,500, you're not even going to get $300 worth. You're worried that you may not even get $300 worth of stuff that you like.
Big concern of mine, Kyle, honestly. Sir.
Oh man.
That
I'm gonna put you on the spot. What's the worst golf gift you've ever been given?
I've been given a club before, which that was by like an aunt that saw it and thought it was like really cool because she saw it on like an infomercial.
Yeah.
I've been given orange. That's why I brought up the thing about you with orange ball. I've been given orange golf balls before. Because they thought that was cool. What was it that my in-laws gave me when Lori and I like first got married? Oh, it was, and even Lori saw the way I like looked at it when I unwrapped it or whatever. And Lori is like, we get in the car to go home, and she's like, "You're never gonna use that, are you?" I was like, "Nope, never gonna use it." So, it's been a plethora. It's the typical stuff. Like we did that show last year, like what not to give, your
Yeah,
partner or
like
whatever.
brush tees and stuff like that.
Yeah, that like it's always been that sort of crap that they've seen on television that they saw during an infomercial and they thought, you know what, Ben plays golf. I'll go get that for him. Because number one, it's cheap. It's $19.95, so it's a deal. I'm not spending a lot of money on his ass because we don't want him in the family anyway. And so I'll give him that and it'll make him happy. And then it just completely backfires where I'm like, nope, don't like it.
Are you getting anything? Have you asked Santa for anything golf related for this year?
Just the golf balls. That was it. Because I hate buying golf balls. I'd rather somebody else buy those for me if at all possible. I mean, when we play in these golf tournaments and they hand out like a $50 gift card if we place or whatever, I'm immediately going in and buying a dozen
Always.
balls.
Yep. I always am going to have something golf related for Christmas, but this year I'm not. I've asked for money. I want to get a nice, I'm digging the, I've been watching a lot of stuff on these Blackstone grills. I want to get a Blackstone grill.
Don't
So
do it.
don't do it.
Don't do it.
You're not a big Blackstone grill
No,
guy?
no.
I love it, man. I love the flat top. I like cooking in a cast iron skillet. Now I'm just going to do it in grill form. How about
Well,
that?
then that makes sense. If you're a big cast iron skillet guy,
Season it up and let's go.
you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I would get a smoker if I were you. That'd be me. I'd get a
A
smoker.
smoker.
Yeah.
I'm just getting gift card. I'm getting cash and gift cards, so I'm gonna go check it out and see.
I will give my wife credit. When I turned 40, she got me a new set of clubs, and she had me pick, like, she just paid for them. She had me pick them out, go get specced out for them, all that kind of stuff. And she just was like, "I'll write the check. You just tell me what I'm doing."
Well, see, that's there. You get yourself in a bind there because now your wife knows how much golf clubs cost. So that's why that'll never happen for me. That was a rookie. That's like,
you don't think Kaylin's gonna like research it and see?
No, I don't want her to. I don't want her
oh,
to.
Well, see, Lori's a finance major, so she had already researched it. She knows, like, I can't
okay,
get away.
You couldn't get away with it.
Yeah, I can't get away with it. Like, that's something where when I come home with a new club or a new driver or whatever, it just never gets talked about. It just gets put in the bag, the head cover gets put on, and it never gets discussed. The question is never, it's one of those just don't ask, don't tell policy. It's just, she.
Oh, since we started this podcast, everything I get's free. They send it to me. You can believe this. Brand new drivers. Yeah, I hope she's not watching this.
All, all of you know that are watching, you got something to blackmail Kyle with. Is, yeah. Go ahead and just send an anonymous note to his house or on the website, and just ask about all those putters that are sitting out there in the garage. Let's watch him explain that one.
Yeah, hey, if you need a putter for Christmas, I got some. So I tell you what, I got into the putter business and everybody stopped buying putters. So I got
I
a bunch.
I told you that was going to happen.
I got a bunch of them.
Kyle got all these putters.
I blame the economy. I blame inflation.
He's telling us about all these putters that he got. And he's like, I'm getting these things refinished. I'm getting, they're like new. They look brand new. Now he's got 50 putters sitting in his garage.
No, I got six. I do. I got six for real. Can't give them away. I'm trying to trade for stuff. Trade for groceries. I mean, whatever. I do whatever I got to do. Yeah. Merry Christmas to everybody. Yes. I hope you guys. We're not going to get to play golf here for Christmas. It's supposed to be a high of 31. Ugh.
The highs are like the teens on Saturday.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It seems unreal. Like we won't even.
It
go
is
outside.
Unreal. I read this. That there was a stat that got released today. It was basically this weekend's temperature is the first time that it's been like sub freezing for Christmas in like 45 years.
That's where it was like 75 last year. I feel like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's weird.
And Alabama, the thing is, if you look at the extended forecast, it's going to be like 65 the following week. So we may get some New Year's golf in.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. Love it, guys. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a great holiday. We may with Monday being the day after Christmas, we'll just have to play it by ear. We'll see what happens next week. Not a whole lot to talk about. We may talk about some Christmas gifts that we got, whatever. We'll come up with something. We'll have some fun. So y'all have a great holiday. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk back next week. So this is episode 253 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod, and we're always
broken. Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod, always stroking.